Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Rocks! It's fixed where you can't hear me, right?
Yeah, you good?
Boy, this is not going to go well. I know that that goes against everything that positive thinkers say. No, you say everything. Speak it into existence. But I see the questionnaire the guy filled out, and then I see the notes that Fat Boy sent after Fat Boy called him to do like the pre-interview. Do you share any of that, Jim? Or am I just being a negative Nancy?
No, I don't think you're necessarily being negative. I kind of agree with you.
Oh man, I want it to work out great. I don't want shocking. I want dramatic. I want stories to be told and people to listen. As oh my God, I got to be at work. Hurry up and finish. Remember that. I love when those come in. Hurry up! I got to be there at 8.
Hurry.
So that's what we'll do. We'll hurry up.
It was The Stand I was watching.
Oh, really?
The Stand.
The book, The Stand?
No, the new series, The Stand.
The new one?
Yeah.
Oh,
The New
good.
The Stand?
The new The Stand. I was watching that, and it had this song in it.
Okay.
When they're walking through a casino, a bunch of people are having sex.
Mmm. In the casino?
Well, yeah, it's the New Vegas thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Where it's really Sin City, because the devil runs it.
Oh, okay. Wouldn't it be Sodom and Gomorrah, though? Like, if you really wanted to go wild, just name that town Sodom and Gomorrah. Just invite it.
Yeah, I'd be down. I mean, I'm down either way.
All right. Whew. All right. Whew. Here we go. Tell me with the names. Can I? Yes?
Yeah, man, you're good.
Oh, my God. See, even more so. That right there is straw that broke the camel's back for me. Because this is, ooh. All right. Now he can hear me. All right, now it's time for Truth and Consequences. Let's welcome Jerry to the show. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm great. How's it going?
Doing very well. Thank you very much. I just got to be honest with you. There's a lot of this right here that I just can't fathom. And it's what you're dealing with and what you're ultimately going to... you're going to be calling someone soon and letting out these feelings that you have. Go ahead and tell everyone about it. I don't know all of it. Fat Boy's good at telling us a little bit of what possibly is going to happen, but I'm very intrigued, but I'm also kind of scared for you. I am.
Well, I hear you. No, I hear you. It's delicate. It's a little delicate here, the situation.
Yeah.
So I'm calling about my daughter's boyfriend. He's a great guy. He's been dating my daughter for about 6 months now.
Mm-hmm. How old are they? If I may ask.
They're around 25.
Okay.
25. Yeah, they are 25.
Okay, I was going to say, you should know hers for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, my daughter's a lot like me. Okay, she's a ball buster. Okay.
Mm.
Now, she doesn't show her emotions all the time. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely, I do. I know some people like that very much. I'm sitting across the table from one right now.
Yep.
Does not. He's no. Fat Boy is so non-emotional, except for certain sports and in Disney World. I'm yeah, talking about you right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to.
You show very little emotion sometimes.
It's like Hank Hill. Yeah.
You're very stoic.
Yeah,
I guess.
Care about Disney World.
And high school.
No, that makes him sad. That's when he wants to
sad is an emotion.
Feel bad. Well, that's true. Good you point. Now, when you say that she's like you, she's a ball buster, is that the way the family was? Like, was mom in on that too? Was she kind of a, you know, prankster kind of person? I assume that's what you mean by ball buster.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, my daughter just took after me a lot more. The mom's still in the picture, but I don't know. She was kind of, I was the one who was influential. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, we're like twins. She's tough on people. Yeah. She can be a hard ass at times.
Yeah. When you say mom's in the picture.
My buddies.
Say again?
She grew up around my buddies, you know?
Yeah.
And she saw that we were always, you know, the way we were with each other.
Cussing, watching pornos.
Well,
not the porno part, but the cussing, the drinking, maybe. Poker.
Yeah, there's a lot more language than I wanted her to be around. But
if there's not a country song called Mom's Not in the Picture Now, we have separate family photos. That should be a song by Luke Combs.
It should.
Separate family photos. You understand what I'm saying? I'm saying, I guess she got divorced. She's not dead. Mm-hmm. You're
correct.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
She's not in the picture now. Now, is that because, you know, I think this should be all out. Is it because somebody stepped out? Did somebody cheat? Or was it you grew apart? You never were, you know, maybe the only good thing that happened from your marriage is this great kid. Is that something you want to get into? You don't have to if you don't want to, but I'm just curious. I'm being nosy.
Yeah, it's more like that. No, her mom is still in the picture. It's just, you know.
She was like you, Junior, except she was a girl.
Exactly. Yeah, we're almost like twins.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so where's the problem? You don't approve of the boyfriend.
No, here's the thing. I do. I just don't want him to blow it. You know, I really think this guy has a shot. But I'm telling you, my daughter, she's had boyfriends in the past. They just don't last. There's usually a point where
the majority of them don't.
You know, she kind of roots them out. She kind of gives them the test, and they can't handle it. You know.
Well, this might not be the one.
This might be the one. The way that this guy's going at it, I know he's bound to blow it before he even really gets a chance here.
How long have they been seeing each other? And I don't expect an exact number, but you say the boyfriends, they don't last. How many are we talking about here? Because did it get to the point where, you know, you met them and they, first name basis kind of thing? He wasn't calling you Mr. So-and-so. He was calling you maybe even Dad. I mean, did any of those ever get that long term?
No. It never even gets that far. She plays the dad role.
Huh? So are they hooking up with you?
And no. Like,
oh, she threatens him with a shotgun.
It's almost like she... Yeah, well, it's like she tests their worth and fortitude, and I'm supposed to do that, not her, but she does it. No, there have been a couple. They don't. 6 months is a long time here, you know.
Well,
it is to put up with somebody.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but man, I want to hear more, but this is not even exactly what I thought was going to be. It almost sounds like she's doing, well, you said it, she's doing the father role. So now she's doing all the vetting, and that kind of makes you feel not as important in a weird way?
Well, I got to admit, it's at times it's pretty damn funny to see her run these guys off. The last guy was just crying at their family family dinner. You know, he couldn't even take it. He ripped off. I don't think they ever spoke again. He only lasted about a month.
Well, at least, you know, if that's her personality, and whether it's whatever, I don't know. At least she's rooting out the one she knows it's not going to last with. Now, is...
Right.
Okay. I just don't understand. You ultimately, you're going to call him and tell him to leave? Or she's going to...
No.
Not to fall in love? I don't understand.
No, you see, this guy is a little different. He rolls with the punches. He gives it back to her. And she loves that.
Well, then,
I can see it. He's already lasted. Right, but here, he wants to go for broke all of a sudden on Valentine's Day. And I'm telling you, I know she will just laugh at him and spit that back in his face. And like, it's just too overtly romantic. You know what I'm saying? She will dog him.
Out of respect for you, I have to paraphrase what I'm about to ask. But when you say that he's going to go for it, what do you mean by that?
He wants to propose.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
All right. I didn't know what we're talking about here. Okay.
He wants to propose on Valentine's Day. Well, you know.
Yeah, now, to a normal girl, that'd be like, oh, it's so romantic. Oh. But I'm telling you, my daughter.
You're fun. I can't wait to hear from the daughter if we ever get to
it. Yeah, he has a great, like, basic voice.
Yeah. Let's hear some more of that. okay.
Yeah, some women wouldn't like that as much. I mean, if they don't get married, they didn't get married. That's fine.
Yeah, but this is like, if you say they're like peas in a pod and they're you know, the yin to the yang, they're kind of the same personality, maybe that's going to be so ironic to them that he does it on Valentine's Day. See, I thought you were going to call and tell him, don't propose to my girl, to my daughter, or you were going to say, she's going to drop you soon. Don't fall in love with her. You're going to tell him not to propose on Valentine's Day. You do support them. You've given the blessing, though?
I totally do. That's what I'm saying. I don't. I know that this particular move will not work with her. And I really like this guy. I want to see him last more than 6 months. He might be the one for her.
Okay.
You know, because he's got the metal to stand with her toe-to-toe.
Okay.
But this particular move will just, I mean, forget it. Okay. It's like, you know how you know something.
I know. Yes. Okay, hold on for us, Dad. I think I've already said your name anyway, but it doesn't matter. They're down in Charleston.
No, that's not P1 Looper for everybody.
Yeah, I think
him.
It is.
Everybody.
Not him. sounds a lot like him. Yeah, about him.
Might be his dad.
What is going on here? Like he says she's perfect. They're perfect for each other. But she won't marry you, or you're botching the relationship because you're doing it on Valentine's
Day?
You're
screwing it up with a proposal.
Oh my God.
Too soon.
She's gonna bust Dad's balls even more for doing this meddling. If she ever caught wind of it.
You know what the parents of adults need to do?
Parents of adults.
If you're a parent and your kids are grown, you need to mind your own business a little bit.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be a D's Nuts joke. I wasn't going to answer
it. I wasn't going to answer it either.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Parents, when your kids are grown, you got to let them do.
Yeah.
You can't make all the decisions for them. They're grown people.
Right. That's from the Bible, Jimmy. I'm proud of you.
They're grown-up adults.
Unless they can't live by themselves legally.
Well, yeah, that's special circumstances, and I understand your plight.
He's always got to find something in there. Loophole. all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's still not going to go well. Because if the dude is a ball buster like the daughter he's describing, he's going to bust his ball, especially when he finds out he's on the radio.
Yeah, that's.
Am I right?
I think you're right about that. The thing is that maybe neither part of this is going to go well, but I imagine the proposal on Valentine's Day will go at least as well as this call we're about to make.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point. All right, it's Truth and Consequences. It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet.
Rise Guys morning show. Good morning to you. It is 7:33. Smack freaking dab in the middle of a Truth of Consequences. We have, by the way, I appreciate everyone who listens, but especially the ones who spread the word, not only to listen to the show, to listen to the podcast, to listen to the live stream.
Right.
You're welcome. You don't know what I'm thanking you for yet, sir. But how you say, when you find out through Facebook, I'm not giving anything away about this TNC, but when you find out somebody's going through something on Facebook, a lot of times you'll screen shoot them and send them to us anonymously for Facebook fussing. A lot of times you will actually recommend, you should go on this radio show and actually call him and tell him this live on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. For that reason, I also say thank you.
Thank you.
Now, whether you think it's right or wrong or the way he's handling it or whatever, I'm indifferent. I don't know how I feel. I think Dad feels like he's left out of the picture. He's not there to vet out this guy because he loves him so much. He wants to be the one. But he also feels wary about this because he knows the way, in his words, his daughter runs through boyfriends.
Yeah.
He also advises against him proposing on Valentine's Day, which that in itself is a whole discussion on its own.
Would anybody in the room be doing this if you were this guy? Mm. Show of hands.
Knowing what I know. Let me
Nobody.
See. Yeah. I can't say if I wasn't on the radio. If she called in and did it on another radio show, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
I have their numbers blocked anyway. Wouldn't be able to connect.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, nobody would do this. But, again, if we talked people out of doing all these crazy things over the last 20 years, we wouldn't have no radio show.
That's right. A good point.
That's right. All right. Let's bring him back. I said his name earlier, and it doesn't matter because they're not in the immediate listening area. So, Jerry?
Yo.
I have to legally ask you this. during these trying times. Are you sure you want to do this? And you're not expecting any kind of compensation, no kind of promotional parting gifts, and you gave us this phone number, so this is on you.
Right. Yeah.
No, I need you to say yes, because this could go.
Yes.
Is that enough, yes. Judge Jimmy?
Yeah, I mean, it sounded like a yes.
Can I get a yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
Can I get a what? What? I'm just kidding. All right, here we go. We're going to dial the number. When he answers, you're on your own. And if for some reason he says a cuss word, we're going to have to dump out. That'll take you off the air, too. But hopefully he won't cuss. You ready?
You got it. Yes.
All right, here we go. Yes, sir. Truth and consequences. God, I need some kind of a pleasure toy. Not a pleasure toy.
Huh?
You know them things, you nervous toys, them squeezer gimmicks.
You got your magnets?
Yeah, but that's not working now.
Oh.
I need a towel to put in my mouth.
Hello? Hey, Dave, what's up, buddy?
Gary?
Yeah, man, it's me. What's up?
Nothing much, man. How you doing?
Oh, hell, I can't complain. Besides, look, I know it's too early. I got to wake up, too, man. You sound like you're just waking up.
Yeah, man. Well, if anybody's up for the crack of dawn, it's usually you, huh?
Yeah, true. But look, it seems you never get used to getting up before the chickens do. Anyway, though, look, I got something to run by if you got a second.
Yeah, sure, I got a little bit.
I know we haven't talked much in a week or so, and I haven't forgotten what you asked me.
Yeah, I was starting to get a little worried, man. It like it was a bad sign for even bringing it up.
No, look, I'm glad you asked. I'm 100% glad you came to me about this first.
Well, you know, it is, you know, tradition, and, you know, I'm not really that old-fashioned, but, you know, it's a respect thing, too. So I figured, you know, I guess it was the right thing to do.
It definitely was the right thing to do because it helped you out tremendously.
Oh, well, what do you mean?
Look, man, I'm going to be honest. I think you are definitely the right guy, okay? I think the timing is wrong of this whole thing.
Do you mean the timing of asking her?
Asking her marriage altogether. You got to wait, man. I'm telling you, it's just not a good idea right now.
All right, man. I really don't know what's going on here. You know, I'm honestly a bit confused, man. But I don't know if you approve or not, honestly.
I do, man. I approve. But honestly, look, you're getting to know my daughter. I've known her my whole life, her whole life, okay? Look, honestly, she will embarrass the hell out of you, man. And on Valentine's Day, I mean, it's cliche, but she will surely dog you forever for it. Forever.
Look, man, look, I know she's rough around the edges. I get that. But at the end of the day, Jerry, she's still a woman, right? And I mean, women like that crap. She may not act like she don't, right? But she really would.
Oh, man, she ain't like that. She ain't a typical woman. She's more like a dude with boobs, man. I look, and I can't believe I'm saying that about my girl, but look, that's how you got to think of her. She will be relentless if you do this. Look, you asked me.
Man. Man, Jerry, this is a lot. This is a lot to take in this right now, man. This is too early for this, but man, I got to be honest.
Look, I know it's odd, but if she isn't dictating the terms of how some of this goes, she won't respect you as much. It's weird, man, but she'll lose interest. She hates surprises. I mean, you know how she is.
Yeah, man, yeah, I know how she is, but I'm banking that deep down inside that she's still a woman, right, with some romance in her, so whatever, huh? And, you know, this kind of stuff, she might be, you know, have a hard time showing she likes it or whatever, but you know, I think she really might think it's a great thing at the end of the day, man.
Do you not remember the last time you bought her flowers?
Oh, yeah, man, I remember. It's kind of hard to forget that one.
You have to admit, it's pretty funny, though. She says on Facebook, my girlfriend bought me flowers. I hope he wears lingerie for me later, okay? Do you not remember the public?
Yeah. Everybody got a good laugh out of that one, evidently.
You're a good sport about it. You give it back to her, man. I love that. I think it's not the right time to be doing this. Timing.
I mean, it would be nice if you stepped in and helped every once and again. You know, just saying.
Now, one of my favorite things she does is when we're all together and you walk by, she does a little finger and thumb together like, you got a little one?
Oh. I mean, hell, man, what am I going to say? You know, I really can't do that to her, man. It just wouldn't make any sense.
You give it back. I've heard you say it to her. Look, I've heard you say that she didn't have two mosquito bites in her shirt, she'd look like a dude. I mean, you guys go back and forth. I love it.
Look, man, with all due respect, all right, you are her dad, right? She's your daughter for sure. But
right,
I can't wait forever. You know what I'm saying?
It's only been 6 months, though.
Yeah, man, it's a short amount of time, but I feel like things are moving fast enough in the right direction to really seal the deal, you know?
Look, I'm not telling you that you can't ask. You're a grown man. I'm just saying that maybe I warm you up to her a little first, work my approval into her head naturally. I think it's probably the best route here.
We should probably jump in right now just for time purposes. David, are you there?
Wait.
David, hi, Matthew. We're live on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet. We're up here in the upstate of South Carolina, Greenville.
Oh, God, Jerry. Okay.
I'm very torn on this. I'm very, very torn on this. I don't know what to think. By the way, it's not like some kind of joke prank thing. Like, this is all the treatment here that he's telling us is that he thinks this is a bad idea. When I say Jerry, I'm talking about old Sniffles there. We got to get you some Zyrtec, buddy. Something. He's known his daughter his entire life.
I mean,
he's got they're very close. So he's just telling you it's not a good. But here's the thing. I'm just going to say it. If you both know the way she is, Sniffles, Jerry, why would you do this? Because he's going to tell her. Is this going to be a thing that we all sit around and laugh about at the fish camp? I don't think so.
Yeah, if I was her, I'd be trying to kick both your asses. Both of you.
Embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait till your daughter hears this one, Jerry. She's going to have a good laugh about this one.
Is she, though?
All jokes aside, I want this to work.
I swear to God. I've got to get Looper to call in at the same time just so right? People don't really think. Jerry, we have a very legendary listener that calls in, and he sounds just like you. And some people are really conspiracizing. Is that a word? Theorizing that you are him right now, if that makes sense. I know that makes no sense to you, but to me, I'm hearing it now, especially you just said to the side a little.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to get my head into this. This was a bad idea. I think it's fair to say. Why would you not have just called him man to man? I wait to ask that at the end, you notice.
After we got good out of it. Yeah.
I don't want to talk him out of it.
I figured I'd need your help on this. And I know timing is everything. I wouldn't do this if I didn't care about it. I would have just let him go and make a, you know, and watch him get eaten by my daughter, you know, eaten alive.
Listen, she already called him the girlfriend. You better watch your words, pal.
Let's take you off of that one.
Yeah. Hey, you pulled him off?
Yeah.
I don't think he meant it that way.
Well, yeah, we got to go.
Yeah. Looper says he can't call in, but he's got better jokes than that guy did. Oh, man. Okay. We'll take a break. Man, I feel like Dad's trying to like botch the whole thing. He doesn't approve. He's trying to say, yes, I approve, but don't, like, right?
Yeah.
Why would you do it that way?
Well, he's either trying to be involved in it, or he has a really weird way of not saying he doesn't want his daughter getting married.
Yeah, but,
I mean, because they're on the radio talking about she looks like a dude and got little ones. You know what I mean? I mean, they were doing that just 5 minutes ago on the radio talking about she looks like a dude and got little ones.
But he says she laughs at that. But then again, he says that she does the tiny fingers thing. You know, they made an emoji for that now.
Yeah.
People talk about dude weenie being small a lot.
Does that mean you go on the radio and do it behind her back, though?
Mm-mm. You do it to me, I'll do it to you.
Okay. We want to get to your phone calls. Also, Looper is standing by now on hold.
That's perfect.
We will be able to prove, in fact, that wasn't him. And also, what do you think? I know I theorize so many different conspiracies, but I feel like Dad doesn't like the guy. Why would he do it that way?
It also seems like, well, Dad knows about it, so I guess the guy already went to Dad to get his approval, and Dad didn't say anything then.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. All right, your call's next, 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Theo.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:51. A lot of people are saying, oh, okay, so now you hung up with Sniffles, the dad, old Jerry, and now you can prove Looper wasn't the guy who called.
Listen, pal.
You know how I can tell? We'll see if Looper has a sinus infection. Good morning, Looper.
I have no sinus infection.
Yeah, that's definitely not.
Yeah, it sounds similar, but that's not. That wasn't him on the phone earlier.
Did you have to, like, look and see if your phone was in your hand? Like, am I talking on the radio right now?
No, I did. I was fully aware that was not me.
Yeah, this afternoon you would have. I know you. Out there in your hammock. Similar tone and voice. Definitely not the same guy. What did you think about that? Were you like me? I don't want to seem paranoid about everything, but it just didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, yeah, I was confused. Mosquitoes. I caught mosquitoes somewhere in there. I didn't know exactly what was happening, but
I was talking about Talking about her breast size.
Yeah, I guess she don't have any.
Oh, okay. Fair assumption. Yeah, see, yeah. I just, if I were, I get it. You know, you're being a father, especially to a daughter. But you just kind of got to stay in your lane, give her some trust, and let things go as they will. You know, you can't control it that much. She's not nine anymore.
She never was never me.
Never, ever, ever.
Oh,
similar disposition, it sounds
mosquito.
Like.
I don't think she is.
I do not have little ones either.
Yeah.
I didn't ask if she wasn't underage. I'm sorry. I should
but like, think about this. We never hear about these stories. I know they exist, but like, let's say that you've been going off with the girl for a while and you finally decide, I want to marry her, and you go ask the dad, and he says no. Okay, like what happens from that point on? Do you say, all right, well, I asked. They didn't say I had to get his permission. That's the tradition.
You can't do it.
You ask for the blessing. You don't have to get it, right?
And that's kind of outdated. Maybe that's because back in the day, they got a dowry, so you wanted money from the family. That doesn't exist anymore. Who cares?
But it is old-timey.
What happens, though, when dad says, no, Jeremy, I don't want to give you my daughter's hand in marriage, or whatever he would say? Then does the guy say,
ain't a mule and has free will?
Well, not that, but you can't.
She's going to be a mule.
Like there's a relationship that is screwed up there, either her and her dad, her and the guy, because he's going to be like, well, I don't see any future here, especially. She's like, well, if my daddy says no, I can't marry you. Like, what a weird position to be in. Like, the relationship's over at that point, in a sense.
In the modern world, if you're trying to marry a grown adult woman,
it's the way to do it.
That also asking for the father for the daughter's hand in marriage. You got to remember, people were getting married at 12 when that was going on popularly.
Yes.
It was a little different because you were marrying children together back then. Yeah. So now if you're trying to marry somebody who's like 31, asking her dad's kind of disrespectful to her because she's out here with a career and maybe owns a home.
Exactly.
God. And you got to ask her dad about what decisions she can make for herself.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Being all.
Ring that bell.
Yeah.
Get myself a
drink. Start calling you Me Too Nine. I like it. Well, Looper, I'm glad that you were able to call in and verify that was not you playing the role of Sniffles. And you don't
that
have
in fact was first. Not me. No, no.
All right, my friend. have a good morning, and keep the crayons unbroken, please.
They're actually already broken out. We got geometry and shapes and coloring them in. So
all right. Enjoy, sir.
That's my world
do
now.
Do a trapezoid for Matthew. Thank you.
I'll do it. Hey, actually do your rhombus. I'm going to get rhombus.
To you, I say thank you. Thank you, Looper. Have a good morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's fun. Oh, like him.
God. All right. God, we got to take a break. I hate that, but we have to. We'll follow that. Send him an email, and at least I didn't mention it there, but try to get some kind of update on it. I want to see what happens.
Yeah, we'll try to get him, man.
All right.
You know how those work out.
I know. They get what they want. They don't call us back. Paige, what's up in the Plex?
All right, we got to talk about the floodgates that were open yesterday. And Marilyn Manson denies abuse allegations by Evan Rachel Wood. We'll get into this next in your Rise Guys headlines.
All right, good morning, everybody.
You're home for the Rise Guys morning show.
They make me laugh every single morning.
And 93-minute rap blocks all day.
They play great music.
All my favorite bands are on there.
The only station I listen to.
93.3, The Planet Rock.